Okay, so this video, I've been making a lot of videos because I just bought a telescope and I got my microscope sitting right here. Now, I bet you probably, if anybody's gonna watch this, probably wondering like, why is this guy got a microscope? Well, because I have a degree in biotechnology. So I, and this is actually a cheap one because it's only one, it's only got one. It's not the binocular view, whatever you call it. This is a cheaper microscope, but I'm in Czech Republic, so this thing, I'll pay double for this because of the weight it takes to ship, to have anything shipped to Czech Republic. So, okay, but the question, yeah, okay, so the why I got a microscope is, and well, I have a telescope, it's in my bedroom now, but you can't see it. It usually was sitting right there, but you can't see it now because I moved it around to try to look, you know, far off in the Prague. But yeah, so I got this stuff because I have a degree in biotechnology, and I did this work for years in lab. I worked in a chemistry lab and a molecular, no, a chemistry lab and a microbiology lab. Speaking of that, real fast, I don't know if you know this, but you know how you put how fiber gets into food? I learned this when I worked in that job. Like, there's like literally entire buildings that work on putting fiber into food or selling fiber to like let's say Kraft. Or any like big name place. You know how they put fiber in the food? I'll tell you. They take huge rolls of paper. All fiber is just it's paper. So for those of you who studied science, like you know, fiber is just the definition of fiber is something that you just can't digest, pretty much. So what they do is, so what Kraft uses, like in macaroni and cheese, to put fiber in it, in noodles and stuff like that, all it is grounded up paper. It's grounded up. They take huge rolls of paper. And they just grind it up, you know. You had to put certain solutions and stuff in it to keep from bacteria from growing in it, stuff like that. And then you just ship it off to Kraft. That's literally what fi the fiber you're eating in pastas and shit like that is literally just grounded up paper. Literally grounded up. It looks like huge white rolls of toilet paper. That's what it looks like. And it's, I mean, it'll crush a person. It's like it's huge. And that's all your fiber is you're eating. And a lot of your like basic everyday like. You know, fast food, food restaurants, you know, pre-made, pre-processed foods. That's what you're eating. You're eating grounded up paper. But yeah, that's the story about my history on biotechnology. Because I worked in a chemistry lab and a microbiology lab. I never worked in a molecular biology lab, but I worked in a microbiology lab. And pretty much all we did was just would just take samples and make sure there was no abnormal bacteria, because there's bacteria in everything, but make sure there was no abnormal bacteria growing in it that would make you sick. Because at the time, I'm going on a rant about my educational history now, but at the time there was a really bad outbreak. There's a specific type of bacteria or something that it will almost instantaneously kill a pregnant woman if she eats it. And that was what we were like really looking for at the time. And I think I want to say the color was like white with a blue inside or something. When you would know when you would look through these things or even like stronger ones, and you had to look and see and count. And if you seen like blue with like it was like white or brown or black outline, it was that specific bacteria that would kill a pregnant woman like almost instantaneously if she ate it. But anyway, I could talk because I've been so deep into like my past and what I used to do in college and what I did briefly when I worked jobs in it. So I've just been so busy and entertained with that. That's why I haven't made a lot of videos. But this video I wanted to make about women age like milk. And more specifically, I wanted to touch on the part of tattoos. Now, and I speak because obviously I have tattoos. Now, I can understand why people don't like tattoos. I totally get it. I totally get, like, especially if they've never had them, I can totally get why people don't like tattoos. I'm not faulting people for not liking tattoos. I get, especially if they've never done it. It's like, you know, because it's just a completely foreign thing, and you hear it hurts, and it's like, you know, it's now you can get them removed, but they get stuck on your stick on your skin forever, and blah blah blah, and you're always afraid you might regret it, and this and that, and I mean, like, I get it, I get it. I'm not making fun of people who don't like tattoos. I get it. Now, for me specifically, the reason why I wanted to go in on this aging like milk thing with women is, see, I also understand why men don't like it on women. Now, personally, I don't have a problem with it, but my issues that can like kind of branch off of tattoos, it's kind of like just the core issues of women in general. It's that everything a woman does, especially in her younger years, ages like milk. Like nothing she was doing, very rarely is things that they do when they're 22 can successfully translate to when they're 32 and 42. And same thing with a lot of men too. But see, men, we don't have that constant clock that's ticking in our head. We gotta do this, See, like women after 25, they constantly are on a clock. I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta do this, I gotta have a house, I gotta have a car, I gotta have a husband, I gotta have kids. They're always on a rush after that. This is why I say never marry a woman over 25, because it's almost always going to be for the completely wrong reasons of why she wants to get married, because it's just their time span. Like I think Donovan Sharp said, women have time. They have all the time in the world until they don't. And it's just from then on, they just don't have time anymore. So my thing is this, like with the aging like milk thing, everything a woman does is going to age like milk. And then there's very small chance of her fully rectifying the issue in a healthy way. Even it just is natural things like her body, her tits are going to start sagging and fucked up, you know, getting fat, wrinkles in her face and the crow's eyes. But then women still try to do the same characteristics that got them positive results when they were 20, going, hi, but they're like, you know, 35 and, you know, working a career job, but they're still trying to be bouncy like a 20-year-old because that was the last thing that got them attention. Like, they end up aging like milk with everything. And tattoos are no different. Tattoos with women, very rarely. I have met some women who do pull off tattoos well after they've aged, because it's just in their personality and their character. I've met them, but it's not very common. Because like I said in other videos, women do not genuinely have most women are not genuinely likable or lovable, period. They're not. If it wasn't for them being woman, they would have no more other purpose on the planet to ever be looked at or to be spoken to if it wasn't for them being woman. But like I said, there are handfuls of women who do have a good personality, and lots of sometimes, like if I meet one who has tattoos, for me, it can work. Like it works with her. Not, it doesn't happen often. Just like I say in previous videos, 9 out of 10 women are going to be a complete waste of time on the face of the earth, other than reproducing. If you strip that reproducing, 9 out of 10 women would easily be just a complete waste of space and time on the planet. It's just the reality. The women are not genuinely likable. They're not genuinely lovable. They're likable as long as they're wearing 20-year-old woman costume. But see, that age is like milk for most of them. Now, some of them, they hit their stride later in life, or some of them, they have this like weird mutation as they get older. So we're like something about like how they carry themselves and how they walk and talk and how they look, it all comes together at like 40 and 45. Like, oh, what's that? Katherine Keener. Google the actress Katherine Keener. I think that's her name. She played the mother in Step Brothers with Will Ferrell. She was the mother in that. And if you look at pictures of her when she was younger, like she actually looks better older than she did when she looked than she did when she was younger. And that's a rare, like that's a rare occurrence. I mean, she's obviously older now, but like she's definitely, I think she looks better at 45, 50 than she did when she was 20, 22, 24. Because I forget how I even stumbled on that, but I end up looking at it. Like, this bitch looked better, you know, as a grandma. Like I'd rather fuck her as a grandma than when she was 23. But those are rare occurrences, and that does not happen for the overwhelming majority. The overwhelming majority are usually going to fall off and be forgotten by the time they're, I say most of them at max 32. Most of them, for whatever reason, for one reason or another, will have followed, will that aging like milk will have fully kicked in. And just like milk, it's great when it's, you know, when it's in its prime, but literally 2 minutes after that milk goes bad, there's nothing you can do with it. I don't drink milk, but I used to drink soy milk and almond milk before I found out like what it does to you and all that shit. Because personally, okay, this is just a side rant. I've never liked the taste of milk unless it was in cereal or something like that, or it was like ice cream. But like you, when I was younger, you would never catch me with a cup of milk and just drinking it like water type shit. My dad loves it. He can drink gallons, like 2 liters of it. And I don't get it. It tastes like dirt water. But I think it's kind of the same thing with like almond milk and soy milk. Any kind of milk, this I think is the same thing. Like literally the second it goes bad, as soon as you go, oh, that's bad. Like it's not even a question. Like, because I used to think it would be a question. Like, I don't know, is it kind of bad? Until one time I did it and hit it. Like that shit. You remember the episode of The Simpsons when Homer ate that chili pepper and like a drop hit his tongue and he flipped out? That's what bad milk is like. I don't know if you ever tried it, but if you never had bad milk, that's what, like, the second it hits your tongue, blah, you know it. Bad, throw it out, it's over. But and that's really what women are like. Because like I said, most women, if they're not wearing that outfit of 20-year-old woman, there's no more use for them, you know, for anything, you know, to be worn anywhere. Okay, unless it's like a desperate dude or something like that. Or like, okay, my thing is, when they're over 35, those women will be the best fucks because they know how to manipulate men. So I'll use them for that. But like anything else on the planet, they don't have much, they're just drag everything down. They're just a slog to be around. They just drain society. They drain everybody around them. They're always fucking up shit. They don't know how to do anything because they're so used to a man coming to fix it because she used to be 20-year-old girl, but now she's 35-year-old whore, ran through slut. Nobody's going to come and fix or save anything for her. So she just fucks everything up now. And like she aged like milk. As soon as that 20-year-old body disappeared, the chances of a man coming around dealing with her after sex plummet. They just plummet through the basement. Like they just plummet. But yeah, but with the tattoos, personally, I don't have a problem with strictly tattoos on a woman. Sometimes it can even be kind of hot if she has it right. But see, like for me, a lot of it has to do with her attitude. Like if she's got this attitude, like she knows she's hot or she's like super duper confident or something, that's just a huge turn off for me. So for me, it's like it's a special blend of it where it's still like, you know, it didn't detract from her type of thing for me. But see, because then you got also like with tattoos, like for me, it's all about that individual female. Because in other women, you can tell like they're clearly just tools who are just getting by in life because people want to fuck her. So she's kind of like, you know, always kind of keeping, you know, people around her and stuff like that. But you can tell like she has no genuine personality, no genuine reason or belief into why she got this tattoo for what reason. And, you know, she just got a tattoo because it looked pretty. You see what I'm saying? Like now that type of shit kind of gets fucking annoying. So my tattoos all have meaning. My tattoos have meaning, whether it was from traveling somewhere or and meeting great people there or experiencing something new somewhere else on the planet or just like a personal issue I was dealing with to get over it. Like, for instance, this says fears never happen on my chest because I used to have real bad anxiety, man. Real bad. I used to have really bad anxiety. And like I just said, you know what, I'm going to get over this. And for me to get over it, I'm going to tattoo it on me. And actually, I got fear on my arm right there. Cause I used to have real bad anxiety. I used to be just scared of the world. I used to be scared of women. I used to just be scared because I'm not a big guy. I told you I'm 5'7". I've got a little muscle now, but I'm not like, you know, like some fucking hulking dude type shit. And I just run around the world by myself now. Like I said, I don't have any family here in Czech Republic. It's just me. Like I just travel completely alone on the planet. But when I was younger, man, I never would have had the courage to do this. And I remember when I finally started working through it and I got over it. And like I said, you know what, like from now, like so if I ever feel like that fear, I'm just going to look at the tattoo and remember the state of mind I was in when I started to grow out of it. And that's what helped me with it. I don't tell many people that story either. But that's the story behind, I'd say, about like two or three of my tattoos. It's pretty much the whole fear thing. But Yeah, I used to have real bad anxiety, and I could feel it starting to come back now. But I think I've grown so much now to the point where, like, I know how to disable it or just work through it instead of be, like, conquered by it. Like, I have it conquer me type of thing and have me run away to a comfort zone again. Like, now in my life, I've learned to just work with it and work through it now, I think, more so. But yeah, that's a whole round of tattoos. Because I woke up to a Donovan Sharp video, and he's, like, going on this woman who has tattoos. And now, I don't know that woman personally, so I don't really have a lot to say about that woman that he's going in on. I mean, the little clips I've seen, she does look like the typical tool of a woman. You know, she's a fairly attractive woman, so she probably didn't pay for any of the tattoos. You know, she just wanted because it looked pretty, and she thought. And see, there's another population of guys and girls who get tattoos. I know one from high school. They get the tattoos in hopes that it will give them a personality later. Like, because they don't have a person. They're not the person that they feel they want to be at the time. So they get the tattoos in hopes that the tattoo will some kind of way, like, download a personality into to where they'll now be interesting type of thing. And a lot of women do it, and a lot of guys do it. Because I know one guy from high school. Every now and then I stumble across his profile on Facebook. Because you just know people type of thing. And the guy's not a thug. He's not a gangster. I grew up with the motherfucker. He's a soft piece of shit, okay? And the reason I say piece of shit, well, he was always just like a punk dude that tried to be tough, but you can tell he wasn't a tough guy. So you can tell what he did was he probably got his income tax check back and went to the tattoo parlor and just dropped this whole income tax check on some tattoos. And now he's trying to walk around like he's a thug. And it's just like, I mean, like, I know the motherfucker. He's not, there is not a thug bone in this fool's body. Okay. Because I mean, he's like legit trying to walk around, be a rapper and all this shit like that. And he's a fucking joke. See, those guys, I think guys like that give, you know, guys who got tattoos for a reason, bad names, I think. But also on the other hand, like I said before, I can understand how some people may just not like tattoos. They just don't like people who have tattoos. That's cool. I get it. I'm not mad at them. Do whatever you want to do in life. This was more kind of like my rant on the aging like milk / tattoos. Because Donovan Sharp, I like the dude. I like the dude. And I like a lot of his perspectives. But like the tattoo thing, that like every, I mean, you're not going to agree with everything that someone has to say. It's just human. It's just being human. And with the tattoo thing, like, I think that's just one thing. Like, I'm just really on the fence about it. It depends on that individual person and what they're talking about and how they're talking. You see, that's going to make me go, okay, he or she is a real motherfucker, or this guy's a fucking tool type of thing. You see what I'm saying? But I wish I had my, because I don't want to carry the whole telescope out, man, because it's kind of big. But microscope here. This is why I haven't been making a lot of videos. Microscope and telescopes in my bedroom. Because as I live over Prague, to show you guys Prague. This is my view from my flat. This is all downtown Prague from my flat. I don't know if you can see over there much, but this is Prague. Charles Bridge is like somewhere down there. I'm trying to find it in my telescope. Because when you run around Prague, I just use the tram a lot of times because I know me. When I go out, I'm going to start drinking because beer here is like $1 for a beer. And so I know my dumb ass, if I go out and start driving, I'm going to go somewhere and start drinking. And then next thing I know, I'm going to be drinking and driving. And so like, I just catch the tram. I just catch the trains. Like I don't even, but when you catch the trains, like it's easy to get like super confused as to where you actually are in Prague type of, because there's been many times where I end up getting off on one stop and I walk around a corner and be like, I was right here the whole time. Like I just completely shocked. Because you end up going through so many twists and turns through underground trains, above ground, and you just be so lost. Anyway, that's the story. I let you guys go, man. So yeah, that's why I haven't made a lot of videos lately. I've been into my past of what I used to do. Like I said, degree in I got a degree in biotechnology, network engineering, health and human services, and clinical mental health disability. So I graduated college 4 times, and I became a cynical asshole because I, like, pretty much, I'm pretty good, well-rounded. Because then also I have a friend of mine. He studied, I forget what he studied now, but he has a job. Like he legit builds rockets. He's a legit rocket engineer. Like when people say like it's not rocket science, like this motherfucker is a legit rocket scientist. So I remember we went to visit him at his job, and you got to put your cell phone in this like cubby hole because you can't take pictures. And like he broke down the math on those places. Like the electric bill in a place to build a rocket is like more than what Jay-Z's fucking worth. Like the electric bill like per month is like fucking crazy. Like I had, but like yeah, when you go see rockets like be or see them be built, man, it's like it's just these everything you've seen in movies of like those big chambers where they like. It's just this huge cement door that closes. Like, man, it's all that shit's in there. But like I said, you can't take your phone because they don't want you taking pictures of it. Or you got to. Now, he takes pictures from time to time. But I think he gets like authorized certification to be able to do it. But like, you can't take pictures. Because I remember because the night before we all got drunk. And a buddy of mine almost puked like right before we went in because he was hungover. He was fucked up. Oh, I mean, if he sees us, he'll be mad because I told his story. But he was like hanging over fucked up. Yeah, he's a musician. I play a lot of music too, but I'm not a musician. And yeah, buddy of mine, he does. So like, but the reason why I brought him up because we used to have a lot of conversations on back when I was really into physics, but I forgot just about everything I ever knew from physics. But we used to get drunk and talk about quantum physics together, and talk about how we could like legit make an Iron Man suit, shit like that. So anyway, I just became just a cynical asshole who just does his own thing and doesn't care about the world pretty much. The friend of mine, he's a musician. He teaches music now. The other friend of mine, he's legit building fucking rockets now. Not at NASA. It's the one down there in fucking Alabama. I don't know that. Is it SpaceX? I get all that. I'm horrible with names. I think it's SpaceX, the one in Alabama. But yeah, man. But like I said, man, like in my walk of life, I come across like so. My friends are like so spaced out, but it's usually like they're into some type of extreme type of thing. Like I don't do well with like average. Like I don't like personally, I don't do well with like with people who aren't doing something crazy. You gotta do something different, something for me to like. I don't know what it is with me. I even when I just hang out in the world, I personally just don't get along with people who just. Who work like 9 to 5s. I just don't get along with them in real life. And if that's you, I'm sorry, but that's just reality of my life. I just don't get along with people who do like who work like, you know, like regular 9 to 5s. It's something about my personality, it just doesn't click. It never has. I don't think it ever will. But yeah, I don't know. That's me. That's a big enough rant.